Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. Also, by the way, tomorrow we have some old friends returning to the station. If you want to stop here from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Heavenly Waffles in the building. Bob and Kathy are back.
Oh, that'll be incredible.
It's probably almost a year since we've seen them the last time here. They've been very
pretty
busy. They're in Costco now, their products in Hy-Vee.
Oh, they're international.
They're big.
They're international.
They're doing very well. But if you want to dine on some brunch or lunch, stop by tomorrow, 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Waffles here at the Ticket, 1040 O Street.
Damn. What a Wednesday.
It'll be fun. Last night, we did not mention this, but I'm a casual Miami Heat fan. Casual.
You've been to games.
I've been to games.
That's more than casual.
I've been
my
to
idea.
One Heat game. Yeah.
Since I've known you, last December
2023. Yes. The Miami Heat, with 3 minutes to go in the game, trailed at home by 60 points. Mm. Not 16.
Playoffs.
6-0. Mm. 60.
Not good.
Who was that to?
The Cleveland Cavs. I think it was 78.
So is that 2-7?
1-8.
1-8.
I think it was 78-33 at halftime, which is also just horrific. Mm-hmm. They were down 135 to 75 with 3 minutes to go.
Did they have a whiteout?
I think they had something going on there. The first game, game three for sure they did. They got smoked both games at home. Mm. I just saw on the ticker, they've lost 8 straight home playoff games now.
Jeez.
8 straight home playoff
games.
How does
that work? How does that work?
It's not good.
How do you... Really?
Now, we mocked when the Grizzlies got beat badly by the Thunder. Game one of that series, you know, that was terrible. Game four, at home, on the road. Not good ever as a team to get beat that badly, but at home, down by 60.
They didn't want... I mean...
The game was never competitive from the start. Never was a game, ever. That's embarrassing.
Oh, God, it's embarrassing. Spoelstra.
Really, really hard.
Did Jimmy make that much difference?
Yes.
Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy is an alpha. Jimmy can be a pain in the butt, but Jimmy in the playoffs is very good.
Isn't Tyler Hero somewhat of an alpha?
I like Hero, but not an alpha. No.
But just think about that situation with Butler. Just refused to... things were not going well internally.
Correct.
No matter
badly.
What... it was just going not... Yeah, very...
I had to get rid
bad.
Of him.
Yeah.
And so, I feel for Spoelstra.
Dude,
who is a good coach.
I have a hard time thinking Spoelstra just lost it, has no idea what's going on. No, I mean, sometimes that was a locker room had to be a bad locker room.
It must be.
I couldn't imagine going in at halftime. What was the score at halftime?
I think it was 78-33.
I mean, what are you saying at this time?
We're not going to get it all back at once.
Yeah, not get it all back. Hey, one trip at a time. It's one trip at a time. Get a stop. Get a couple stops. Let's get a couple stops.
This is a team, though, that, again, they were the 10th seed. They won back-to-back play-in games. They won at Chicago, at Atlanta to even make the playoffs.
Which shows you something.
I know.
Which means he rallied them up a little bit.
And game two, they were in it to the end against the Cavs, lost, but 4-game sweep. But down by 60 points at home is a really bad look for anybody. I don't care what level of sport you're in or what sport. That's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about it. Cleveland's really good, but not crazy good. I mean, they're really good, but they're not a freak team. I'd almost say Boston's a borderline freak team. If your fourth best player's Porzingis, You're a borderline freak team.
When it gets to the Final Four, to the finals, I think it's going to be ridiculous.
It's good.
Everybody's going to be really good. Think of the teams that are in with Cleveland.
Cleveland, and Boston in the East.
And then OKC.
Yeah, and I don't know who will be the West besides OKC. It looks like the Lakers are about to get eliminated.
They're down 3-1 right. to the Wolves.
It'd be hard for them to pull this off. But OKC will be there.
They'll be 100. Yeah, probably in the final.
No one's beating them. They're going to the final.
So the score, Cavs 138, Heat 83 last night. And then the other game, Warriors beat the Rockets 109-106.
That was hard on you, Steve.
So they're up 3-1 on Houston
really
now.
On me, yeah.
So do you dislike the Warriors just because they're winners?
No.
What is the reason?
I'm not a fan of Jimmy Butler at all. Not a fan of their head coach.
Steve Kerr?
I don't know. It's kind of residual going back to when it was the Cleveland series. Yes. I loved Cleveland at that point. I don't know. I just grew to dislike the organization.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes there's certain teams.
I don't like them.
Some certain teams just go, I don't like them.
Now, you informed me before the show, Sip, that you might have a new favorite NBA team.
I think I'm on the verge of having a team to follow, and it's because of Cade Cunningham. I like the Pistons. I love I just like the city of Detroit having a good NBA team.
I'm all in on that.
That's breaking news.
Yeah. I was heartbroken on Sunday.
Breaking news.
You're
Steve
a Piston.
Sipple. Steve Sipple.
Steve Sipple's a Piston.
He's a new Detroit Pistons fan.
I fell back in my chair. Cade missed that 18-footer, which would have gave him a 1-point lead. I hated the loss. And then it kind of hit me. I like that team, and I might have a team now to follow. Because I like Cade Cunningham a lot. Cade Cunningham would have worked in any era.
Yeah.
He would have been a guy in any era that he would have been a star. It's tough.
Four games tonight. Bucks, Pacers. That's at 5:00.
Forgot about that.
NBA
series,
TV. Pacers.
I like
three
the
games
Pacers.
To one. 3-1. Pistons, Knicks at 6:30 on TNT. Again, that's Knicks 3-1. Magic, Celtics. That's 7:30 at NBA TV. Celtics up 3-1. And Clippers, Nuggets at 9:00 on TNT. That series is tied at 2-2.
Four games
tonight. Games. A lot of NBA tonight.
And I only like Indiana for one reason. Old school Indiana. I don't even know who plays for him. I just remember watching the Pacers.
Tyrese Halliburton's a good player for them.
I just loved watching him with Reggie. That was great.
Rick Smith.
Smith, yes. It was just, they had some dudes.
Who else did they have? They had Mark Jackson at one point?
Yep.
Yes, they did.
And they went to the finals, didn't they? Am I wrong on that?
They've been to the finals a couple times,
right? I believe. So, yeah, I like him just for old school.
I do too.
That's it for us. The Drive is next.
Thanks,
we'll
Jake.
See you guys tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.